In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Following intense community pressure, the Grand Rapids Police Department Wednesday released video of the fatal shooting of an unarmed black driver at the hands of a white police officer. The incident is still under investigation by the Michigan State Police. MNN reporter John Hewitt tells us more.
Going against the request of the Kent County Prosecutor's Office, Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom shared 20 minutes of video today from multiple sources showing the fatal shooting of 26-year-old Patrick Leoya, who was pulled over on the morning of April 4th for an improper license plate.
Hey, stay in the car! Stay in the car!
The two men spoke outside of that vehicle in the street for roughly a minute before Leoya ran away, only to be tackled in a nearby yard. A struggle ensued, the officer first pulling his taser, deploying it before eventually pulling his gun as the two struggled on the ground.
Let go of the taser! Drop the taser!
The officer involved placed on administrative leave.
After the release of the video, the governor and lieutenant governor spoke with Leoya's family and said their hearts are with them and the Grand Rapids community, who are dealing with unimaginable pain and loss. The governor says prosecutors must consider all the evidence and take appropriate action on charges. The lieutenant governor says the family is feeling a deep pain that too many have felt at a terrible loss in a moment that feels all too sickeningly familiar. To address the nursing shortage, BHSH Health System is putting its resources into nursing scholarships that it hopes will result in hundreds of new nurses in West Michigan in the coming years. It's joined forces with Grand Valley State University to create the BHSH Spectrum Health West Michigan Nurse Scholar Program. University President Philomena Mantella tells us more than 100 students each year will receive grant money for 2 years.
There is a commitment for the grant funds. It would be $20,000 on average per student, and that would require a 2-year commitment post-graduation with BHSH system. And students will know that going in. They'll make a decision. Is this a desired employer for them?
Mantella says the program will help address the nursing shortage in Michigan. She said the amount of nurses the region will need in the next decade is enormous. Michigan State Police Captain Michael Brown has submitted nominating petitions to the state to run for governor. Brown's campaign announced this week that he has submitted more than 21,000 signatures to qualify himself for the ballot on the Republican primary. Brown says he's grateful for all those who helped him collect the signatures. In particular, he said he's had a lot of volunteers in the Upper Peninsula, Imlay City area, the Belding area, and Southwest Michigan. Brown lives in Stevensville. He has endorsements from several Southwest Michigan current and former elected officials, including former Berrien County Treasurer Brett Witkowski, Board of Commissioners Chair Mac Elliott, and State Representative Beth Griffin. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.